and welcome to podcast number 29 with me, Jill Amerson, and Blue Lotus Yoga. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you really enjoy this short Vata balancing practice that is designed really for an evening bliss out. For those of you who are on my mailing list, I emailed out some top tips for balancing Vata this week as we begin to change the season now, moving from this late summertime into autumn. And two of those things that I shouted about were making sure that you use a steady, fluid practice when you're on your mat, and also to try maybe experimenting with Brahmari pranayama. Well, I've included in this practice, which is great after a heavy day and you need to de-stress and unwind, some Brahmari instruction. If you're not on my mailing list and would like to be, then please do visit me at www.bluelotusyoga.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter at Yoga Jilly, or on Facebook, where I've created a new page, Blue Lotus Yoga with Jill Amerson. So do go on there and give me a thumbs up. I'll like that. And on that page, I'll be posting lots of links, my blogs, tips, any kind of retreat information. It's all going to be on there, so just to keep you in the loop. And as usual, any feedback is really appreciated. I'm happy to take requests for themes or content for future podcasts, so do connect with me. It'd be so great to hear from you. Also, just one thing with this podcast. If you've got knee issues, there's a little kneeling vinyasa sequence in the middle there. So if that isn't really great for you, then you could always just switch the poses, which are a kneeling Virabhadrasana 2, a kneeling Parsvakonasana, and a kneeling Trikonasana version. So if those don't suit your knees, then just modify, just use the full standing versions if you like. So enjoy your journey, bliss out, radiant blessings, namaste. Welcome to this balancing session. Let's come into a comfortable seated position, taking some support underneath the sitting bones if you need it, cross-legged if that's appropriate for you, resting the backs of your hands on your lap, palms facing upwards. Just beginning to draw inwards towards your heart, towards quietude and calmness, towards your natural rhythmic breath. As you close your eyes and begin to focus inwards, just allowing your breath to wash away any stress and tension from your day, allowing yourself to take smooth, full inhalations and smooth, deep exhalations. Allow your heart to gently lift, spreading open from the inside out. And as you're breathing in, begin to lengthen from your tailbone all the way up through the crown of the head. As you're exhaling, allow yourself to balance your weight evenly over both sitting bones. Begin to soften around your eyes, around your jawline, parting the lips and teeth a little as though you have a tiny bit of tissue in between the lips and the teeth. Invite your tongue into the lower jaw. Relax and soften the skin of your face. Quiet, slow inhalations. Quiet, slow exhalations. Bringing your hand slowly up towards your heart space and allowing the hands, the palms to touch in Anjali Mudra and prayer position in front of the heart, meeting in the heart space, meeting in quietness, calmness, purity and clarity. Let's begin to interlace the fingers together, just making a mental note of which index finger is closest to your thumbs. As you inhale, let's press the palms away from the heart, straightening out the arms, and then taking the arms up overhead,
As you lift the heart space and the arms and reach the crown to the sky, be mindful not to separate your rib cage away from your belly. Keep those floating ribs anchored, a sense of connection with your power center. Take another in-breath, and as you exhale, just bursting the arms open about halfway, bringing your left hand down onto the floor outside your left hip. Soften the left elbow and lean to the left, bringing the right arm alongside the right ear. Revolving the little finger side of that right palm slightly more to the floor than the thumb side of the hand, so you keep that openness across the back of the right shoulder. Take another in-breath, root down through the right sitting bone, and exhale fully. Inhale, coming all the way back to center, and bring both hands back in front of the heart space into Anjali Mudra once again. Let's take the opposite interlace this time, so the opposite index closer to your thumbs. Inhale, press the palms away, opening the space between the shoulder blades. Stretch up to the sky. Inhale. And on the exhale, burst the palms open halfway. Place the right hand down onto the earth. Lean to the right as you open along the left side waist, keeping the left sitting bone anchored and separating the intercostal muscles between the ribs. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, bringing both hands down onto the floor now, sliding both palms behind the sitting bones. Stretching the legs out ahead of you. Give the toes a little bit of movement, maybe circle the ankles a little. And then bend the knees, placing the soles of the feet on the floor. Fingertips are pointing towards your sitting bones, or if you have sensitivity in your wrists, turn out your fingertips towards the edges of your mat. Soften your elbows, hollow the belly a little, tuck the chin slightly towards the chest, and on your next inhale, lift all the way up to table with Samasana, lion's breath. Inhale and soften, dipping the sit bones slightly as you bend your elbows. And exhale, pressing back to table once again with lion's breath. Last time, inhale and exhale with lion's breath, just being mindful not to drop the head straight back. Feel that continuous lengthening, the crown of the head through to the tailbone, through to the knees. Take one more in-breath. Feel the open space across your heart and lungs. And as you exhale, come back down with the sitting bones and change the crisscross of your legs so that the opposite shin is ahead. Draw the flesh back from underneath your sit bones so you're getting a good connection with your supporter with the earth. Inhale, let's sweep the arms out to the side, reaching them back overhead. And as you exhale, let's twist towards the right, bringing the left hand towards the right near your shin bone. Inhale, both sit bones anchor. And as you exhale, revolve from your navel center through the heart, through the shoulders, and then turning to look over your right shoulder. Keep reaching up to the sky, up to the light through the crown of the head, feeling as though your rib cage is spiraling around the central column of your spine. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, let's gently release and come back to center. Inhale, burst the arms out to the side, reaching up to the sky, and as you exhale, let's twist to the left. Right hand comes across to left knee. Be mindful that the right hip doesn't roll slightly forward. Keep it drawing back so that your focus is on twisting from the navel center, so the sacrum and the hips stay steady and grounded. Once again, allowing the rib cage to orbit around the central column of your spine.
Take another in-breath, and on the exhale, coming back into center. Take another in-breath,
and on the exhale, begin to spill forwards over your legs, coming into a gentle forward fold. Keep the heart and the crown reaching ahead. Walk your fingers out, stretching through the armpits, through the skin of the elbows and the fingers, but being mindful not to allow the shoulders to creep up around the ears. Keep the shoulder blades melting down into the back. Take another in-breath, elongate a little bit more along the side waists, and exhale fully. Inhale slowly, rolling all the way back up and flipping your legs around to one side and coming over into a kneeling position. Sitting back onto your heels now, widen out your knees towards the edges of your mat, keeping your big toes connected. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, spill forwards into child's pose, into balasana, stretching out your arms, once again opening the armpits. Soften your face, soften your belly, allow your shoulders to release. A smooth inhalation, smooth deep exhalation. And on your next inhalation, reach your fingers forward, slightly rock forwards, tuck under your toes, shift the knees back in a little closer towards each other. Take another in-breath, and on the exhalation, let's press back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Trying to find a way of balancing equal weight into your feet and into your hands. Spread out through your fingers. Inhale, rise onto your toes. And as you exhale, let your heels press back towards the back edge of your mat. Inhale, rising on your toes. Exhale, releasing the heels to the earth. One more time. Inhale, rising. Exhale, releasing. Take another in-breath, and on the exhale, let your knees release onto the earth and rock back into Balasana, child's pose, once again. Take an in-breath, reach through your fingers, and exhale, offer your heart to the earth. Begin to lift up your hips now, off your heels. Keep the hips right over the knees and begin to walk your hands out a little further away, maybe taking them a little bit wider apart towards the top corners of your mat. Keep the fingers spreading, moving into Anahata Asana, heart offering pose. Melt the heart to the earth. And as you keep your hips stacked right over the knees, just allow your heart and your forehead to move into the earth. Keeping the arms nice and straight, the forearms lifted, elbows lifted, if you can. Having the sensation of rolling the upper arms away from your face to continue creating that space in the back of the shoulders, in the back door of the heart. Take one more inhalation, and as you exhale, rock back again into child's pose. Enjoy your breath here, a smooth inhalation, a smooth exhalation. Slightly pitching your weight forwards now, tuck under your toes, take an in-breath, and on the exhale, let's return to downward facing dog. Allow your heels to move towards the earth. It doesn't matter if they don't quite connect yet. Just allow your heels to release as though you've got little heavy weights on the back of your heels anchoring you down. And then even though the feet aren't going to move, feel energetically as though you're trying to press the edges of your heels towards the outer edges of your mat. bringing us into that internal rotation with the thighs, the inner thighs beginning to roll in and back behind you. Let's bring awareness into the shoulders and the arms now. And just as we did in Anahata Asana, roll the upper arms away from your face whilst rolling the forearms and the edges of your thumbs and index fingers down into the earth. So we keep the openness across the shoulders, but weight more towards the inner seam of the hands, preventing rolling out onto that tender ulna side of the wrist. Take another in-breath here, and as you exhale, lower the knees down back onto the earth, and once again come back to sit onto your heels, rising up now to a kneeling position. As you press your shin bones into the earth, step your right foot forwards towards the top of your mat. So into a low lunge, feel free to take extra padding under the left knee if you need to. Let's swish the left shin bone towards the right edge of your mat and revolve your navel and your heart space towards the left edge of your mat. So we're in a kneeling version of Virabhadrasana 2. Let's take an in-breath and bring the arms up to shoulder height. Keep the right knee over the right ankle. Exhale and bring your palms to meet in front of your heart, Anjali Mudra. Inhale, pulsing the palms apart out to the sides. Exhale, bringing that clarity back to your heart space. One more pulsation. Inhale, expand. Exhale, drawing inwards. Inhale and expand. And on the exhale, let's bring right elbow to right thigh and sweep your left arm in front of you along the horizon and bring the arm alongside the left ear. So we're now into a kneeling version of Parsvakonasana, revolving once again the thumb side of your hand slightly up towards the ceiling and letting the baby finger side of your palm tilt more towards the earth. Inhale, fill out the shape, and exhale completely. Inhale, coming back to your kneeling Vira 2, and begin to slide your right leg out, straightening the right leg, either keeping the ball and the toes on the floor or coming onto the heel of your right foot. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, hinge into the right hip crease, bringing the right hand down to the right shin and bringing your left arm alongside the left ear again, just as we had in Parsvakonasana. So almost a kneeling version of Trikonasana, and we call this Parigasana gate pose. Keep the shoulders drawing into the back. Take an in-breath and exhale fully. Inhale, coming back up to your kneeling Virabhadrasana 2, and then spinning the heart and the left shin in opposite directions. So the shin spins back behind you. The heart and the hands come down over the right leg, the hands either side of the right ankle. Take an in-breath in Anjani Asana, this low lunge. And as you exhale, rock the hips back, straightening the right leg into Ardha Hanumanasana. Spread out your right toes. Press the ball and the heel towards the front edge of your mat. And extend the heart and the crown of the head towards the front edge of your mat. Lifting the belly into the back, extend through both sideways equally. Take an in-breath and melt over the right leg. Take another in-breath and exhale fully. Inhale, gather some length. And on the exhale, slide the right leg back alongside the left leg, and once again melt over the earth into Anahata Asana, heart offering pose. Inhaling here and exhaling. And just as we did in Down Dog, find that way of rolling the upper arms away from your face. And if your breastbone naturally comes down to touch onto the earth, feel free to lengthen your chin towards the top of your mat, but just be mindful not to compress the back of the neck. Take another in-breath. And on the exhale, walk the hands all the way back in. Tuck under the toes and press back to downward facing dog. Taking an in-breath here, sliding the heels to the outer edges of your mat, remember. And as you exhale, roll the upper arms away from the face while grounding through the index and the thumb. Draw the navel back towards the spine. And as you allow your head to release like a ripe fruit dangling from a tree, your ears should be alongside your biceps. Take another in-breath and exhale. Lower the knees down onto your mat and rock your sit bones back onto your heels in Vajrasana, this comfortable kneeling position. Coming up for the second side, as you inhale, press the shin bones down and rise up to a tall kneeling position and step your left foot towards the top of your mat. Again, padding for the right knee if you need it. Be mindful as we swish the right shin and foot towards the left edge of your mat, spinning your heart and your navel towards the right edge of your mat. Inhale, burst the arms up to shoulder height, and exhale, pulse the hands back to your heart space. Inhale and radiate. Exhale, drawing inwards. Once more, inhale and exhale. Inhale, bursting the arms open, and exhale, bringing left elbow to left thigh, sweeping right arm like a lighthouse beam across the horizon, bringing the arm alongside the ear. Be mindful to keep that right shoulder blade floating and anchoring down into the back, though. Don't allow your shoulder to rest in the ear. That slight tilt of the hand, the thumb rolling upwards, the belly chest rolling up to the sky. Take another in-breath. And exhale fully. Inhale, coming back to your kneeling Vira 2, working to straighten out your left leg, either keeping the ball and the toes on the floor or rising onto the heel of that foot and spreading open through the toes. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, hinge into the left hip, just as you would in Trikonasana, like a teapot pouring. And roll again the belly chest up to the sky, sweeping the right arm alongside the right ear, just as we did in Parsvakonasana. Inhale and exhale. Take one more in-breath. And on the exhale, release gently, bend the left knee. Swish the right shin back behind you, and come into a low lunge over the left leg. Lift the heart, open the right hip flexor. Inhale, and as you exhale, rock the hips back, finding Ardha Hanuman once again over the left leg. As you spread out your toes, feel as though that left heel is stuck in something sticky, and begin to try and pull it towards you, even though it's not going to move. Just energetically beginning to open the left hamstring and around the left hip a little bit more intensely. Take an in-breath and exhale, let your heart melt. Inhale, release that hamstring stretch by bending the left knee and then sliding your left leg back once again and offering with the heart Anahata Asana. Inhale and exhale. Keep the hips steady, balanced over the knees. Keep the fingers reaching. the heart melting. One more breath and exhale fully.
As you next inhale, slowly walking the hands back in towards you. Coming back to Vajrasana, sitting onto your heels, just let your hips rock to one side and extend the legs out ahead of you into Dandasana, staff pose. Again, feel free to tilt the pelvis forward slightly to help lengthen out of the lower back by raising the sit bones onto the folded edge of a blanket or a small block. Draw the flesh back behind you. Keep feeling that internal rotation with your thighs, the inner seams of your legs rolling down. Spread and open your toes. Take the hands back behind you. The hands like bits of scaffolding, finger pads pressing down so you can lengthen up through the torso. The sit bones pressing, the navel drawing in, the heart lifting, the crown of the head reaching. Take another in-breath and exhale fully. Let's widen out the legs now, as wide as they'll comfortably go. Spreading out through the toes. Keep the hands where they are. And keep working on rooting down, lengthening up through the torso. And also reaching through the balls of the feet, spreading open the toes and letting the center seams of the leg be parallel to the sky. Inhaling, breathing in from the tailbone to the crown, and exhaling, breathing out from the crown to the tailbone. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lift the heart and begin to twist to your left, bringing your right hand into the space between your thighs. Inhale, lengthening upwards. Exhale, revolving into the twist. Inhale. And on the exhale, return to center. Let's take the twist to the opposite side. Inhale. And on the exhale, twisting around to your right, bringing the left hand in between your thighs. Again, try not to let this become a hip twist. Keep the left hip really anchored down. Inhale. And exhale, coming back to center. Let's slide the legs back into the midline of your mat. Bend your right knee. And drop your right knee out to the side, bringing the sole of that right foot on the inner seam of your left thigh. Keep the left leg alive and active, spreading open through the left toes. Inhale, burst the arms out and circle them up to the sky. And as you exhale, begin to hinge from your hip, revolving the navel center over the center seam of the left leg, as you fold out over that leg, taking the hands to the floor, either side of the shin to the ankle, or holding the edges of your foot. But just be mindful once again to keep the shoulder blades resting down into the back of the heart. Press the thighs down, extend through the crown, move softly. Rest here, breathing peacefully. Let go. Taking another in-breath and exhaling fully. Inhale, rolling yourself all the way up. Reach the arms all the way up to the sky. And as you exhale, let's take a twist to the left, bringing the left fingers behind you, bringing the right hand across to the outer edge of the left leg, maybe behind the outside of the knee or the thigh. Take an in-breath and exhale, return to center and staff pose, Dandasana, extending the right leg out ahead. Take an in-breath, gather the length once again, and as you exhale, let's prepare for Janu Shirasana onto the other side. So bending your left knee, dropping the knee out to the side with the sole of that left foot connected to the inner seam of your right leg. Press the thighs down and begin to roll that left thigh
open and back behind you. Inhale, reaching the arms up to the sky. Revolve the center seam and the navel into alignment as you begin to pour out on the exhalation over the right leg. Keep the right leg active. Breathe. Inhale, lengthening. Exhale, softening. Inhale and exhale, let go. Inhale, rolling all the way up, reaching the hands to the sky. And as you exhale, let's take the twist towards the right, bringing the left hand across the body, using the right hand for support again, like scaffolding behind the back of the hips. Gather some length, twist gently from your navel center towards the right. Inhale, and as you exhale, gently release. Come back into center, let's extend the left leg out. And once again, bring ourselves into a comfortable seated position, where we're going to take the practice of Brahmari Pranayama, humming the breath. Sometimes this breath is referred to as a yogic tranquilizer, helps us to calm and relax any anxiety and nervousness, helping to soften our nervous system and strengthening the psychic body. Sitting comfortably and placing your index fingers in the lobes of the ears. So just kind of behind that little elephant ear flap. Close the eyes. Breathe in smoothly and deeply through the nostrils. And gently hum the out-breath, listening to the inner sound. Keep going for as long as you're breathing out. And we're going to repeat this practice without any strain for several rounds. So breathing in through the nostrils and humming the breath out smoothly. Repeating again a couple more times, allowing this gentle humming to begin to connect with your heart chakra, beginning to overcome any fear, any anxiety, any stress and tension from your day. Hum the breath out softly, smoothly, easily, no force, no effort. At the end of your next exhalation, slowly begin to roll onto your back. Hug the knees into your chest. Give yourself a gentle massage, rocking a little from side to side, or forwards and back, or circling the knees to massage into the sacrum. If you're circling, remember to circle in the opposite direction too. Then allow the soles of your feet to come to the floor and drop open your knees, bringing the soles of the feet together in Supta Baddha Konasana. One hand to your heart, one hand to your belly. Inhaling soft, quiet inhalations. Exhaling soft, quiet exhalations. Feel the pulse of your life force, the space in the body-mind that you've created through your practice, physical space, mental space. Allow yourself to surrender to that space. Begin to relax. When you feel to stretch out your heels towards the front corners of your mat and let
your hands. Mirror the V-shape of your legs, sliding the hands and arms softly away from the torso, so the space between your upper arms and upper ribs. If you're feeling any compression into your lower back, bend your knees. Walk your feet in towards your buttocks, but keep your feet about mat's width apart, and drop the inner edges of your knees in to touch, so your sacrum can spread into the earth comfortably. Begin to let go now. Close your eyes. Relax your toes. Relax the heart of your feet. Allow the lotus centers of the feet to soften. Relax the ankles, the shins, the knees, the thighs, the groin and the hips. Release the sacrum. Allow your spine to fall into its natural curves. Soften your shoulders, arms, wrists, palms facing upwards, open and receptive. Feel the spaciousness around the belly, the softness around the heart and the collarbones. Soften your neck, your throat, your vocal cords. Relax your jaw, part the teeth just a little. Relax the tongue, invite it into the earthiness of your lower jaw. Feel the space and the insides of your cheeks. Soften the valley between the cheeks and the nose, and allow the inner corners of your eyes to soften inwards. Widen across the outer corners of your eyes, across your temple skin. Soften the forehead, the space between the eyebrows. The forehead becoming softer and softer with each exhalation. Allow your scalp to release away from your skull and dive deeply towards stillness, quietude, peacefulness. Bathe in this wellspring of healing energy that is your essential nature. Stay for as long as you like. Let go. Relax. Thank you.